Hello, hello, welcome to week.
I have weird shit though.
You need one.
But how am I supposed to find one?
Well,
oh my god. My device is the recorder.
Chase, this is why you need to get an iPad.
Well, buy me an iPad then.
I'm not gonna buy you an iPad, you fucking asshole.
Honestly, I'll take whatever you give me.
You're
as long as you
douche.
Don't do, you know, do the fake out like last week.
I'm not the fake out.
Yeah, like here's the better one. Just kidding.
You know what? You're welcome is in order.
But
for
I actually
that.
Liked mine more, so it's okay. I'm not sweating as much today. So I feel good. Better. I don't feel lightheaded.
I don't feel lightheaded. Did you feel lightheaded last time?
Yes, absolutely.
You like refusing to make eye contact with me right now? Sorry.
I'm looking at the camera. You got to play to the camera.
I don't think people. You can still. Look at the camera and like and look like this. I can look. I'm talking to you.
I'm playing to the camera.
I'm not the playing to the camera. This isn't a movie. Jesus Christ. Anyways, today welcome to our show, everyone.
Welcome to episode 24.
Is that what episode it is? I'm saying that every time.
Episode 24 of Two Servings of Fruit. I'm Chase. That's Liam. Let's go.
Jesus, you slow down, speed racer. Take a breath. I'm not the playing to the camera, but you got this big... What is that in front of your face? Sorry, but...
I'm playing to the camera, but I don't want the camera to actually see my face.
Yeah.
Nose down.
That's okay. Welcome. That was a long introduction.
God.
Have you heard from Natasha, by the way? I haven't asked this yet.
I emailed Natasha when last week's episode went live, which is today. So I emailed Natasha today.
And you haven't heard
I haven't heard back yet, but it's only been like 12 hours. Not,
oh my
not
God.
Even 12 hours. I didn't do that at 5 a.m.
I'm so hopeful for her. I'm so hopeful. She won, so she gets the prize.
Yeah.
So long as she gives us an address.
We just have to get it to her.
Yeah. Natasha?
Bicycle.
She probably just listened to the episode today, started freaking out.
Aw, Natasha.
That's actually like heartwarming.
It's okay
to cry. Aw. You think that is heartwarming? Like, just her on her bike to work.
She probably fucking forgot she entered this shit.
I bet it could have been just not even a real person.
A robot.
Yeah, we get a lot. The only DMs we really get are, like,
our
spam.
Bots. Or,
yeah.
Like, this bot from Smooth My Balls.
Yeah, always the Smooth My Balls bot.
They want us to be an ambassador.
I would be an ambassador for Smooth My Balls.
But but it's, like,
if
not
it
really
free.
An ambassador. It's, like, do you want to be an ambassador? Message Smooth My Balls. And then you message Smooth My Balls, and they say, hey, here's 5% off or something.
Is that really?
Yeah.
They don't even pay us?
No, we pay them
you
to
know
endorse
them. You know it's a good brand deal when you are actually losing money. Anyways.
That's some business advice for all of you. Today our topic is TikTok.
TikTok is one of
them.
TikTok is a great app.
But the party don't stop.
Jesus. That song is actually spelled the same way, too.
Yeah, I know.
I always
talk
thought,
about ahead of her time.
Yeah, for real.
And now... Where even is she?
Kesha's out there in the woods.
I know.
Are we out of the woods? Yet are we out of the woods? Yet are we out of the woods? Yet are we in the clear?
That's Kesha's biggest hit.
Kesha's biggest hit is that and also Rockstar. Because we all just want to be...
Before she was Kesha, she was Nickelback.
She was Chad Kroeger of Abbotsford, BC.
Jesus.
He used to come to Moxie's in Langley when my sister worked there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did he tip well?
I don't know. She was just a host, so
she
didn't really get his money. First, Weird Shit of the Week. Ah! And Chase, yet again, had to get my scraps because he doesn't have an iPad. iPadless loser.
I think we should address the issues going on.
What issues?
The issues.
No, we're not.
I think I
Chase,
should
no.
say something quickly.
No.
Just say something quickly.
No.
Why?
Because it's so stupid.
But just a disclaimer. No. Let me just quickly say.
No.
Let me just quickly say. Last week, our episode was on queerbaiting. We received feedback that maybe it wasn't as inclusive as it could have been. And I just want to acknowledge that.
Okay. Well, now that you have a clear conscience, let's get on with the episode. cue jingle.
Weird, it's the weirdest shit that you've ever seen this week. Yeah, welcome to Weird Shit of the Week.
Here's yours. You can go first.
Elevate your barbecue.
No, that's an ad. Jeez. Chase.
It's a fucking ad for Cobb's bread.
Is it Cobb's bread? Oh.
I thought that was the ad line.
I was just looking at the picture. I didn't actually read the ad, so I don't know.
Might as well just read the rest of the ad. Just kidding.
I do love Cobb's bread.
Headline is, lottery drawing comes up 000. Nearly 10,000 tickets win. Holy shit.
That's so funny.
Your brain is so low.
Because it's at 9% battery.
Oh my god. Okay, lottery officials in North Carolina said a Carolina Pick 3 drawing came out with the number 000, resulting in nearly 10,000 players winning a total of 3.6 million.
That's kind of smart. I mean... 3.6 million divided by 10,000. So they all got like 3,600. No, not even 360. That's actually not awesome.
Well, yeah.
And then after tax, the top, that's like 180.
For this lottery, the top prize is $250 for a 50 cent ticket or $500 for a $1 ticket. So 10,000 people got either 250 or 500.
Yeah, that's not very good. It's not very good.
But this little lottery, like, They're obviously not that big if their grand prize is $500 and now they have to give out $10,500.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
This is dumb.
Did you ever play HQ Trivia?
No.
You never got into that?
What?
HQ Trivia. Did you never play HQ Trivia?
No, I don't know what that is.
HQ Trivia was so much fun and it was only a thing for like 3 months. I feel like it was last year, honestly. Maybe it was the year before. I don't know. Either
that
way.
Recent? What is that?
It was this app where every day at 5 p.m., it was a live trivia show that you could play on your phone.
Oh, I do know what that is. Yeah, I saw ads for that.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Did you play?
Oh, I played. Me and Abby played all the time.
Did you win?
Abby won once.
What?
She won. But here's the thing, is because so many people play, the grand prize is like $15,000, but... But it's split by however many people win. So the winners all made like $7. Or like
did she actually get her $7?
She has it on the account. Like I don't think she ever transferred it to herself, but it paid you out. It like genuinely did.
Wow.
And they used to do like tournaments and stuff, and it was so much fun. It was only 7 questions too, or something. Maybe it was 15 questions. No, it was 7 questions, and you had to get all of them correct.
Well, maybe now that less people are on it, presumably now it's canceled. Oh, the app is. Done?
It's done. It was so much fun, though.
Why is it done?
I don't know how the business platform worked. It was a free app, and they would just give out $5,000 every single day, and then some days more. They had The Rock on there one time to promote a movie. Like, they did ads in that way. It was, like, promoted shows, but it didn't last long. But it was so much fun, and it was always so stressful. I'd be playing it, and I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, I need to win. Even though I knew it would just be like $7, like I just wanted to win HQ Trivia.
And you never won?
I never won. It was hard. Womp, womp, womp. It was very difficult.
Womp, womp. Loser.
Go fuck yourself.
Anyways, that was a lame weird shit. Do better next time.
You know what, Chase? Get an iPad. How about that? Where's your iPad?
It's in the mail.
That's me using my Apple Pencil on my iPad. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Where is, yes, oopsies, I'm fucking it up. Here's mine. Michigan man, not Florida, Michigan man. Jeez. Anyways, Michigan man finds 160 bowling balls under back stairs. He just was demolishing his house and he just found 160 bowling balls. What a weird discovery.
What are they from?
I don't know.
There's no speculation.
He just said, let me read this. He was just taking apart the stairs. He noticed a spherical object, and then that was one of the bowling balls. He said, I didn't think a whole lot of it. I was just kind of assuming there were just a couple in there just to fill in. The deeper I got, the more I realized I was just basically an entire gridwork of them waking up, way up there. About 160. And they just genuinely don't know where it came from. Oh, you know, it says the homeowner said the house was built in 59 while the Brunswick Bowling Products factory was still operating in that town. And the factory produced bowling balls and other products before the company relocated to Mexico. And former Brunswick employees contacted him and said it was common practice for workers to take unusable balls home to use as substitute for gravel or sand in construction projects. Oh, that's so weird.
That is weird.
He said, I plan to keep a lot of them. Like, some of them are nicer looking ones to do some edging. My wife is really crafty and edging. Wants to do some projects. I don't know what that means either.
Edging?
Edging? I mean, I know what edging is.
Edging? With the bowling ball.
In the little finger hole, maybe?
It's a pretty small hole. Yeah. Doug.
How do you know his name's Doug?
He sounds like a Doug.
His name's David Olson.
Close enough.
His name is David Olson, actually.
And he's edging with a bowling ball.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Good for you, David.
That was Weird Shit of the Week.
It was a slow week for weird shit.
That's because we did weird shit like 3 days ago.
Kudos to the world for being normal.
Kudos to me for being generous enough with my iPad time.
Oh my God. Get over it.
I love my iPad. I love you, iPad. Oh my God, this iPad is precious. Jeez.
Today, we're talking about TikTok.
And we've got Matt and Omar from TikTok on the podcast. What?
I don't know, just the way that, like, the rhythm of you saying that made me laugh.
Matt and Omar?
No.
On TikTok?
Just, like, there were, like, pause. It just made me laugh.
I don't remember any pauses. I actually just remember speaking clearly it's because okay. I'm on the podcast.
You can hear it back when you're on the episode.
Yeah.
We're talking to Matt and Omar in a yes. bit. In, like, 20 minutes.
They're actually successful individuals.
Yeah.
So... that's always exciting.
When we get to talk to successful people.
Yeah, you know, it's a little aspirational for us. They've got 1.3 million or 4 million or more. They've got million plus people who follow them.
I think they have 1.2.
That's million plus.
Yeah, and they're verified.
Yeah.
I'm not verified.
We will one day be verified. We did have one, you know, one person... I wouldn't even say it was a hate comment, but you know, we've gotten negative reactions now. I think it's just a matter of time.
Well, does that indicate success?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how you know you made it. People hate you.
It just makes me feel sad.
Well, success never made anyone feel good.
Oh.
When did you first hear of TikTok?
I first heard of TikTok at some point.
Oh my God.
It must have been like 2019, like early 2019.
I knew of TikTok when it was still Musical.ly.
Oh, well, I knew about Musical.ly.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Musical.ly was before TikTok.
I know. I knew about Musical.ly when people were making stupid Musical.lys.
Yeah, it was like in high school.
And then I knew about TikTok, but I didn't know for a while that TikTok is what Musical.ly used to be, you know what I mean?
I actually made a TikTok account when TikTok was still super cringy because me and Abby just thought it would be funny, and we made mm-hmm. a couple, and it was like literally just stupid.
You two were the first people I think I knew that were like making TikToks.
Yeah.
and they were interesting. And one they're still
there's
one of my
some
favorite
so good ones.
Is when you guys kiss and you're like, what did you say?
I don't remember.
You're like,
but the one where we're doing that really intense handshake?
No, it's like you slap the book out of... kiss and you're like, bullies and nerds can be friends too or something.
Yeah.
Like,
fucking so funny. She like slams the book on my hand and like calls me... She's like, fucking nerd. And then I get up and we kiss and then we turn to the camera and we say, bully and nerds can be friends too.
It's so funny because it's so
the one I really liked is one where it's just like us completely silent. We walk up to each other, we go, hi. And then we do this really intense handshake thing that we did. And then it cuts to us, arms crossed, back to back, looking into the camera. And Abby goes, that's what you do. And I say, when you're getting kidnapped. And she goes, and your friend. And then it just cuts off.
I didn't get TikTok till the pandemic.
I got TikTok prior to the pandemic, actually. I got TikTok in...
Yeah, well, you were making these TikToks when we could still go out and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. It feels like I really didn't get, like, I just started going on TikTok all the time.
Yeah.
When I was in, like, when I first got on TikTok, I will say, like, TikTok is almost too intuitive. Because you get on it, and I was like, Twitter, you got to start following people. Or, like, Instagram, you follow people. But, like, TikTok, it's like, no, you just scroll.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go on the Discover page or, like I thought you had to look through tags and sounds or, you know, like, start following people and shit. No. I never look at my following.
TikTok is the easiest social media platform to use.
I know. And then at the same time, it's so layered because you can do so much on it. Like, from a creator point of view, like, the creators on TikTok can absolutely do whatever they want.
I heard that Instagram, some CEO from Instagram said that they're going to move to an algorithm method similar to TikTok, where your feed will not only be people you follow, like, it'll be like TikTok, where it's like some people you follow and some people they think you'll be interested in. Like, they're trying to make it like TikTok's For You page, where you can just keep, like, scrolling. I think they'll combine your feed with the Discover tab.
My Discover tab is just shirtless men.
Mine is just Drag Race.
Oh, I got a lot of... Actually, that's not true. Do I really have a lot of housewives on there, too?
Yeah.
And dogs.
So.
Classic. What is your For You page like?
I'm on gay TikTok, thank God.
Yeah.
I was on straight TikTok once.
I don't think I ever was.
And I still have nightmares.
I only get almost, like, flashes of it when it's just, like, people... Like stitches or something,
I usually only see straight TikTok when it's like gay TikTok people making fun of straight TikTok. But like straight TikTok is so cringy. It's like these just like these guys and like it's like close up and they're just like skits, like weird emotional
I don't
skits.
Know, yeah, I don't know if you can call them skits.
And then,
novellas, maybe?
But, like, they're only acting the one part, and then and it's just, like, so dramatic.
Short films.
Really uncomfortable to watch.
That's always... I like the ones where they pretend to cry.
Yeah.
Where they're like,
ones where they just scream. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's about emotion. It's acting challenge. I like the acting challenge ones where it's, like, embarrassed, angry. So sad.
Yeah, so my For You page is gay. I see a lot of animals
because I love animal
TikTok. Yeah. And I see some musical stuff because I like musicals.
TikTok will know when I'm in like a... I don't know if this is the algorithm or this is just straight up manifestation. But TikTok will know when I need spiritual advisement. And I'll start getting like... tarot card, like live tarot card readings nonstop, and it's literally like they're like relevant and I won't click on them. Like I'm trying to get this away and it still knows.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Pretty
what
awesome
do they say? There's, how do you do a tarot card reading on TikTok?
You just give a name, like people just give a name, but sometimes you'll like get flashes and it'll be like relevant information to my life still. I'll just get a sentence and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, but like, how vague is the sentence?
Sometimes when it's good, it's good. Other times it's like, it's just a woman saying like a name over and over again while she's still ramping up.
I don't love like daily horoscopes and stuff.
Daily horoscopes, no. Tarot cards I think are different because it's more of a personal interpretation of someone's life. Anyways, we're getting off track.
TikTok is freaky.
TikTok is awesome.
How does it work?
That is something I don't know.
Does anyone know how it works?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Like, does it know? Does it? Is it like? I mean, like, there's target marketing where, like, if you type something in, you'll see Instagram ads and stuff. But TikTok is just things that are in my brain, and then they're on my For You page.
Uh huh.
Like, I'll think about going on a trip somewhere, and then I'll see a TikTok about that destination.
Instagram's worse for that, honestly. Well, honestly, this
in
lends
your
right
brain?
Into our next...
Instagram's worse for what's in your brain?
Mm-hmm. Because my Instagram ads will be like... Also, my Wish ads... What the fuck does Wish think I'm into?
What are they?
Sometimes it's just pictures of pills. Like, tons of pills. Or like... No, I'm not even kidding. There's this one, and it was like... underwear that made it look like you had a vagina, but the vagina was plastic, so it was like a Barbie doll vagina underwear plastic thing.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy it. I did take a screenshot of it. Other times, it's like literally prosthetic limbs.
My wish stuff is pretty normal.
My wish stuff, it makes no sense. Sometimes I get drills, like so many drill bits.
That just speaks to you.
It doesn't. I like that. You know, it feels like I'm defying what they think a person's mind should be.
What?
They're like, who is this person? We can't even encapsulate them.
Yeah. And then you keep not buying anything, so they're like, fuck. Yeah, you gotta think of
trying. Something else. They keep trying. TikTok has been at the center of a growing discussion around privacy on the internet and what it means for a corporation to be too large.
Are you worried about TikTok taking your data?
I think I'm not so much worried about that because I feel like my data is already all over the internet. Yep. I just, you know, that shit is sprayed everywhere. Yeah. I do appreciate I think there's more of a geopolitical concern for intelligence in relation to TikTok. And I know that when it comes to any sort of privacy on the internet, I also think that is, you know, going to be an issue going forward.
I'm naive to any of the geopolitical issues. Can you enlighten me?
Basically, TikTok is owned by, I forget the name of this company, but this company that is based out of China.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of government intervention in corporations, specifically in China. So, you know, there's another, TikTok isn't the only example of this, but basically the suggestion is that the Chinese government, which is an authoritarian regime, absolutely, would use platforms like TikTok or Huawei, for example, that's another one, as like means to collect more information on people outside of China and within China and use that to crack down on dissent.
Wow.
Yeah. So that is the concern.
Is that a valid concern?
I think the Chinese government has made it very clear that they are not willing to have any Democrat, like they're not willing to move democratically. Mm-hmm. I think that's becoming more clear with Xi Jinping, and it sounds like he's going to be going for a third term as well, which would be not unprecedented, but you know, now it's comparisons to like Mao, so that is, you know, a pressing issue for politics going forward, absolutely. But that's also baked in with a lot of xenophobia and anti-Asian racism that isn't warranted as well. So it's a tricky issue to navigate, I think, in the Western Hemisphere. Anyways, I'm getting wonky. I'm getting wonky. Anyways, let's move on.
So what's your favorite TikTok dance?
The only one I know is the Say So dance.
You just dropped so much information that just went like, whoa.
So?
It just feels weird to just move on to TikTok dances.
Well, that's the nature of this podcast. I don't know if you knew, but we actually don't really do transitions.
No, we don't know what a segue is.
No.
Is a segue that
vehicle? It's actually okay, no, but the word segue,
yeah,
is segue, and segue is segway, but like, yeah, it's a segue isn't like that thing.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's I like say so.
Yeah, say so dance was good. Didn't even know it.
I don't really know any of the new TikTok dances. I don't get TikTok dances on my For You page.
I don't either. Which I tried to learn one happy time, about. I think. And earlier on, I wanted to.
We tried to film something promo-wise for this podcast, which was Liam doing like ballroom tutorials for our episode with London Escada, and it just did not go well.
I literally can't move my body like that. Like, I just can't even move my body in that form.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
It's hard.
We went with a different promo.
I feel like sometimes I look like the monster from Cloverfield. You know what I'm talking about? The way it's, like, hunched over. If you see the clips of it walking. You should look it up.
Give us your best impersonation. Long,
skinny arms, big, weird, round head.
That's how I describe you.
That's how I feel about myself, yeah.
cool.
Like sometimes I'm like, whoa, monster from Cloverfield. Just put that up with this image. With this.
Yeah.
What's your favorite TikTok trend? Oh my god, I know mine. What you know about rolling down in the deep?
What is that trend?
Goes
like, what do people
god,
do?
God, that mental freeze. What? I don't think there is a trend with that.
It's just a sound. Like a popular sound.
It's just a great song. It's on Barack Obama's summer playlist.
Literally, I'm so fucking pissed. What? A day after we recorded the queerbaiting episode, which had Liam talking about astronaut in the ocean. Too much.
What you know?
Okay, hey. Barack Obama released his summer playlist, and that fucking song is on it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I cannot believe that fucking song is on it.
I'm so grateful to you, Barack Obama.
Just the thought of Barack Obama just like chilling by the pool listening to Astronaut in the Ocean.
There's no way he listens to any of the music on that playlist.
I mean, some of it's like classics, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He does.
Maybe. I don't even know. If you're formerly president, you're probably still really busy. It's probably like swamped. He must have loved that first couple weeks out on vacay. Anyways,
what's your favorite TikTok trend? Like actual trend, not sound.
So. I like the one that was like I can't do it. It was like a sound, but it was like people who like would look like a celebrity or something in a scene. They like flash to the beat of them like reenacting that scene in the
Oh, I have seen that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the sound would be like wah 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 wah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a cool one.
My current favorite TikTok challenge is the Dancing Queen challenge.
I don't know what that is.
Find it.
What do you mean find it?
It's like a musician challenge, I guess, like a singer challenge, but it's just a different way that they sing Dancing Queen. No, it's like it's so stuck in my head constantly. I can't stop singing it.
I hate singing challenges because I'm just like, if you sing well, good for you. But I just don't want to hear it all the time. Just, you know.
Ugh. I want you to hear the Dancing Queen.
Oh, wait, they do it all in one breath?
Yeah, you have to do it in one breath.
I think I have seen that. Wow. Oh, you can sing? Aw.
I would do it, but I'm not going to do it because Marquise gets mad at me because I do it wrong.
I would do it just for fun.
Do it.
Dancing Queen, young and sweet, only 17.
No, it's the You Can Jive part.
Oh.
You can dance, you can jive. You obviously don't know the challenge.
I don't actually know the challenge.
It's like, you can dance, you can jive. Like, it's different.
What the fuck?
It's different.
Oh.
I didn't actually do it right then.
That challenge would make me
that
sick.
That was the wrong rhythm. I already know Marquise will text me that when he listens to this. So, I know. Don't worry, baby.
Do you have anything else you want to say about TikTok before we throw it over to Matt and Omar? Because they actually know information.
They gave us a viral TikTok. We need to talk about a viral TikTok.
Yeah.
We have both tasted the sweet nectar of virality on the TikTok platform.
That is true. How many views did yours get?
I think yours got more than mine. I've had three that got a decent amount of views, and you've had one.
Yours collectively, what is it coming to?
Mine collectively? I don't even know.
Aww.
But my first one, I don't know, 700,000 views.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just about comparing neighborhoods in the Lower Mainland.
That's awesome.
And then I had one where it was... It was Roxy Andrews from Drag Race, and I was like,
oh yeah.
I'd use the sound where it was like, where's your mama gone? Where's your mama gone?
That was ruthless.
Which was savage.
That was a cold one.
And then I did one about online school. So
mine, I bullied a dog.
Liam bullied a dog.
This one got 787,000.
Okay, then I think collectively I did pass.
I think you did actually. I forgot you had that one. Sorry, one. Anyways, mine. I was just kind of drunk this one night. Me and Abby were hanging out, and we were listening to Azealia Banks, which kind of adds to the background flair of this. But I was like, you know what would be funny? Like, we should just find dogs on Instagram and just like cyberbully them. Like, just leave a bunch of hate comments. So I found this like tiny little Pomeranian, like this adorable little white Pomeranian with a pink bow, and I said, "Fuck you, you fat fucking bitch."
And then it fucking pans to the fucking cute little dog. Yeah. Oh my god. And people were getting so mad at you.
Oh, like, I was like, this bitch is nasty as fuck.
People were DMing you on Instagram.
Oh yeah, I got so many comments on my Instagram.
Wanting you to apologize. Yeah. He will not.
No.
He stands by his comments.
Guess what, guys? Dogs can't read. Sorry about it. They can't read.
Yes, they can't.
They can't read anything.
Yes, they can't.
Coming up next, we've got Matt and Omar, who, like I said, actually gave us some good information about TikTok.
No, for real. I feel like I have the information I need to know
to go get viral
on TikTok. So stay tuned.
Our guests this week are Matt and Omar from Toronto, Ontario. They are TikTok creators, and they have just given us so much perspective on what it means to be a content creator. I've never actually spoken to someone who is a true full-time content creator. Yeah,
that's their career.
Yeah. Please welcome Matt and Omar.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm good.
We're good. Yeah. I'm Liam, by the way.
Yeah, oh. I'm Chase.
There we go.
We usually record together, so if we cut each other off, sorry.
Yes. Not anymore.
I think just, you know, the best way to start is, why don't you tell us how you both met?
That's your
story.
No, it's
not my story, isn't it? I always tell it. Okay. It was a warm summer's day. We met actually 4 years ago in July in Berlin. We were both living in Berlin 4 years ago. And
he's from the UK, I'm from the US.
Yeah. He messages me on a popular gay dating app. It was actually like the weekend after Pride, and so we were having a conversation about like Pride, and then the conversation was just like a couple of days talking about Game of Thrones only. And then I decided, for some unknown reason, to go to the gym on a Saturday afternoon, and I bumped into this guy, but he was so cripplingly shy that he wouldn't say hello. And so I was trying to make like aggressive eye contact with him. he wouldn't look at me. And I was like, if he looks at me, then I'm going to go and say, obviously, hello. But he messages me on Grindr. And he's like, are you in the gym? Fuck's sake. Yeah, I ambushed him on his way out. And I was like, it is me. And then we went on a date a couple of days later.
Guess our star signs.
Yeah. And then we went on a date a couple of days later. And then here we are.
Aw, wow. That is so cute. And 4 years ago, that was when Game of Thrones was still good, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It was when it was actually good.
That was like the peak of it. Last season happened. And then
that gives you like an actual base to talk about stuff. Yeah, so that's it.
I'm curious, just, this is sort of irrelevant, but I'm just personally curious how long you lived in Germany, because we're actually planning to move there next year. So.
Oh my god, amazing. To where, Berlin? Yeah.
It's up in the air thanks to COVID, but we want to go. So
he was there for 2 years. Yeah. I was there for like 1.5 years. I lived in Frankfurt for 6 months and then Berlin for a year. And then you just lived in Berlin.
I lived in Berlin.
And we traveled around. We went to like Hamburg, Leipzig, Munich, wherever.
It's a great place. I mean, like Berlin is like so multicultural and
so gay.
And so gay.
Gayest city in Europe.
Oh, so it was a good time.
Perfect. It's a cute place. It's really cheap. It's really affordable. Like you'll pay nothing compared to Canada. And you probably will learn some German along the way. We didn't. That's why we left. It's a great place. It's cute.
Wouldn't know a lick of German.
Honestly, living in Berlin, you don't really need to. Like, yeah. There were a few like bureaucratic things that you needed to do to like get started.
Bureaucracy is in German. You have to know German to go to register with the city.
Which I put off like months when I first arrived, because I was like, I don't want to deal with like an angry German woman screaming at me because I'm like, I don't have to say like apartment 3 on the 3rd floor. I don't have to. It was too complicated. So you'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds awesome. Yes. I am a little curious. So you met on Grindr. I mean, not on Grindr, but you started talking on Grindr, and now a lot of you document a lot of your life on social media. So I'm curious, like, how has your relationship been shaped by the internet age and by social media?
Yeah, so whenever we started talking slash dating. I was like starting my life as like a content creator slash like blogger, whatever I was back then. So I was like sharing things on the internet. I was starting that kind of thing. So, and he had never heard or like met someone who was an influencer or blogger or whatever. or whatever. And so that kind of like sparked like your inspiration to like start photography and like.
Well, I was already doing like photography before. And then when we met, like I got to experience like it at this, at like a different capacity, I guess. Yeah. Like,
because I was fully working for myself and you were working for.
Had the worst fucking job ever.
Fashion consultant.
Fucking job ever in Berlin. But yeah, so like I saw this like glimpse of like, oh wow, like managing my own time, managing my own like output, and through him, and he was like doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the industry, I guess, for like a non-native German speaker in like the blogger sphere in Germany was a little bit.
I was making like $100. A post or something like euros. Yeah, so okay. I wasn't making any money at all at that point, but it kind of like when we met and then we decided to move to Toronto together 9 months after we met, so January of 2017, and then that's when I started like picking up my like content creator stuff a lot more, and then like a year after that you fully went into the self-employed content creator space, and that's kind of when we started doing things together and our things separately as well. So it's kind of like a journey into fully going in on like this job.
Did that bring you guys closer together? Because I feel like starting a business, obviously that is, you know, it's a formative experience as well, and like being able to have that business be, you know, partly your relationship, is that like, does that, you know, how does that?
Is that stressful? That...
Oh, you can say it. You can say it.
Fun? Yeah. Is it horrible?
It's like, I mean, the majority of it is like super fun, or else we wouldn't be doing it. Obviously, when it comes down to like, let me backtrack a bit. So, when we first moved to Toronto, I was working like full time, and like a couple, like I guess, like 6 or 7 months in, I was able to like work full time for myself. So I took my photography full time, and. And we were living in this tiny, like 450 square foot studio apartment with a Murphy bed as our first place. So I started working from home there, and he was working from home there. So that aspect was quite difficult. Both of us being in the same, quite in a difficult. Tiny space at the same, at the same time, doing kind of like similar things. And our energy levels are a little bit different. I guess you could say I'm a little bit more like, ah! And he's a bit more like,
he's a Gemini and I'm a Virgo.
That will tell you anything.
So there are.
and so, yeah, our like energy levels, like, I guess didn't match. So we had to like really learn, I guess, the hard way living in that tiny space, how each of us worked at home, because we hadn't worked together at that level before.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, I was at home working and he was at home working, and
we were sleeping and eating.
Yeah,
and
hanging out all in the same space.
Square.
You know, that first apartment really, really prepared us for lockdown. So
I was gonna say, you guys must have been good to go when Toronto was in lockdown 4.0, 3.0.
We had moved into this new place, which is a little bit bigger of a box. Like
still a box.
Yeah, still a box of May of 2019.
Yeah.
So we had moved out of that place like right a year before the pandemic started, basically. So we handled the pandemic pretty well. That was easy compared to a 500 square foot apartment.
Yeah. But like, to answer your original question, I guess like working together at like this level and the effect on our relationship, it's so much fun to create content together because we don't take it seriously in any way. It's not like we have to do this today, or like we need to have this X amount of output, because either like if one person isn't into it, then we just chill. And like, I feel like there's so much pressure within like the content bubble to constantly create, constantly do better, and constantly up yourself. But I guess over the last year, we've both realized that like the internet isn't going anywhere. If you take like a couple days, just like chill and like produce quality content rather than like a quantity of shit content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it works better for us too, because we're not putting pressure on ourselves.
And I think it's picked up by like the audience too, when you can actually like tell their people are enjoying the things they're doing and it feels genuine and like actually honest. So
yeah, also our content that we make is very not like cinematic. It's very chill. It's very like filming our lives and our like
Like it's funny reactions to things.
Nothing scripted. It's literally what you see on the internet is what you get from us. Like we're not different. We're weird and stupid and silly.
We're so quirky.
Where I'm just curious, where in this timeline did you get TikTok?
Well, so I saw the potential of TikTok way before he did. He thought it was a stupid fucking app for kids. And I was like, no, TikTok is gonna go places. So I started the TikTok October of 2019, November.
Yeah,
right November before, right before Christmas of 2019, right before the pandemic like started in Canada, which was like February. And I started it and he was like, this is so stupid. This is not gonna go anywhere. This is not gonna get us anything. And here we are with the
$1 million. I didn't even have it on my phone until I think like the following year, until like the beginning of 2020.
So then we started that, and I think by like February of 2020 we got back from a trip to Miami, like a press trip, and we had 10,000 followers, and then we got locked down, and then it's like
it spiraled. It all
that's when it really picked up as well, when lockdown happened. Everyone came on TikTok, all of the millennials and everyone TikTok, and then it became like the really crazy platform it is today.
It is, I remember. I also like to flex on my friends and say I got it all before them as well. So,
I didn't get TikTok until March of 2020.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to say I was also a late bloomer. So okay. He was like posting things on like our joint account on his phone, and I was just like, "Yeah, post it. I'm never going to see it. It's fine." And getting like views. I guess like I saw the potential in it after maybe like our fourth video got like 300,000 views overnight or something for some stupid trend that we did. And it was like,
do you remember that sound? It's the IGGY, let me in, I'll be your IGGY. Uh-huh. That sound. We did that.
Oh my god, no, do not let her in.
Yeah, we did that like fucking years old ago. Sound. Yeah. That got us like 200,000 views, and we were like, whoa, cool, so thousands of followers.
When did TikTok become when did it really cement itself as like a large part of what you two are going to be doing online?
When did that happen? Like summer,
I guess. So because, you know, I feel like we started, okay, I will say when I noticed brands starting to work on platforms is when I see there's like, you know, potential to like, I guess, monetize and also like create like more on this platform. So we did our first like paid partnership on TikTok in like February, March of 2020.
Okay, yeah, early.
The paying one.
Yeah, like April.
Was it April?
I think so.
In my mind, it was like the dead of winter, so I think January, but around that time. And then, by the summer, I was like, this is something that we can...
Yeah, by the summer, we were like, next year, because like brands are always like a year behind everyone else. Mm-hmm. So that we were like, by 2021, we would be getting a shit ton of deals, basically, and that would be like our way of, you know, making
this
platform.
But then not only that, I feel like we were connecting with so many people that we haven't had the opportunity to connect with through other social platforms. Like TikTok was introducing us to queer creators across the world at a scale that we had never experienced. And I think with Instagram, it's really easy to see like people all over the world doing things, but it's kind of face value and you don't really get to see personalities or creativity in the way that you do with TikTok. So we were able to connect with so many incredible people across the planet and people who we're like close with and talk to on a regular basis because of TikTok and because we're like, you know, on it all the time. And that's great. I think that's the best part about it.
Totally.
I will say, I see both of you on my TikTok ads all the time. So, so congrats.
All the Canadian brands, they just like push us onto the pages.
It's been like, I guess so. More recently,
especially this year,
we're blessed to be signed with like an incredible agency in the city, and they work really, really hard to like get us really great partnerships that like align with us. We've been blessed.
Because obviously, you mentioned TikTok kind of pushes creators out across the globe. I wanted to talk about maybe the bad parts of TikTok. Just like, because the TikTok, TikTok to me is so insane. Like the comment section on every video is so insane. So I want to know, as queer people, how it is navigating that.
It's well, yeah. So I think more so in the beginning, it got to us more because we, well, specifically you, I don't as much because I'm a white man. You get it more so because you're brown and non-binary and gay. So we, a lot of our like, especially talking about like religion or talking about our backgrounds or talking about anything like that, you specifically will get pushed to like more Muslim, Muslim.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up Muslim, and I have in the past talked a lot about like my upbringing and like leaving my religion. And in my experience, it's obviously not as normalized as we'd like it to be, but it's more normalized for like, say, a Christian to be like, I'm an ex-Christian. It's like more normalized. It's more talked about in society. Whereas if a Muslim person is to be like, I am an ex-Muslim or I grew up Muslim, it's like, it's still so taboo. And I guess I've had these experiences where I get clumped into this like Islamophobic like category where like, it's impossible. My name is Omar Ahmed. I get stopped in every single airport I go into. I've got brown skin. Like, this doesn't take away from like the Islamophobia that I face. So I experience Islamophobia on TikTok from non people of color. I experience homophobia and racism from generally everyone. And that, I guess, like, it was really getting to me at the beginning. And I just stopped reading comments because I don't give a shit. Like, I reached a point where I stopped giving a shit.
In the beginning, you like really care about every single comment you get because it's another comment. It's just like another person who's watched the video and they have a reaction to it. So you're like, oh my God, that's a reaction that someone had. I think as we just went on and got so many of these like hate comments, we realized that those are stupid and like we shouldn't fucking care about them, but we more so care about all of the 100 times more comments that we get from people who are like, you inspired me to come out to my parents, explore my gender, to explore my sexuality, to like be a happier person. So I think me personally, because I look at the comments more than you do, just like focus more so on the people who are really impacted by what we do. Just like sharing our lives on social media.
And then the negative comments, they just become background noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can happen.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, how do you feel like a platform that's as much of a free-for-all as TikTok is, how do you think they could change that? Do you think there's a way, or do you think that just comes with the internet?
I feel like...
I honestly... So what I thought about this is that like TikTok is slowly becoming a Twitter to a point, like with video, because you know Twitter's a shit show and it's drama.
Twitter is like a really fucking hateful
really negative place and like so much drama, and that's what TikTok is going into. So and I know that on Twitter there's like no moderation. Basically, you can say whatever you want. So on TikTok, I think moderation from like TikTok side of things, but also like another point with like the comments that we get, we do a lot of ads and a lot of ads are pushed to random people who maybe don't follow us. A lot of our ads, you'll go in the comment section, it's like
awful.
It's like homophobic, it's nasty, it's racist, it's shit. So that's something on like a brand side of things. Whenever you have a brand working with us, like they should also moderate and defend the people who you are, you know, having ads with.
Because I guess it's still such a new space, right? Like we're used to creating on platforms like Instagram and YouTube, I guess. And like you don't get like the virality that you have on TikTok with this content from these other platforms, because I mean the algorithm is just different. And now that I guess brands can push, they can like promote a video so that they want their content to be seen by more eyes, it just pushes it to just everyone. And it's so easy for people to just like comment something, hide behind their phone screen and just like let go.
Yeah.
It becomes overwhelming, but I guess like, yeah, there needs to be more moderation. There needs to be something, I don't know, or some tools that creators can use. I'm not even sure if there are like specific words that you can like disable from comment sections, but because I think there are on Instagram, you can like disable certain words.
Yeah.
Stuff, so
but at the end of the day, I think it just comes down to the internet. Like it's gonna happen no matter what you're like. Instagram's also like it too. Like we do ads on Instagram too, and you go through the comment section, it's the same shit, because the internet is the internet and everyone's gonna be hateful wherever they can because they have power behind their keyboard. Like they don't have power in real life because you know, they're just like losers who are fucking homophobic. And then they go behind their keyboard and they type like, ew, hate you, and then they feel good. So it's just gonna
That was nice. Ew, I hate you.
I'm also curious to know about, like, because I know the TikTok algorithm can be spooky, you know what I mean? Like, my For You page is not only fucked, but also so relevant to my life. Like, it is just like, I'll be thinking about something and then I'm start scrolling and it's like, I get multiple lives that are like tarot card reading. Oh my gosh. It's like, oh my God, this is a sign. It knows. But I'm curious to know, like, where is TikTok pushing your content? Like, is the audience you're seeing more, I feel like it can be geared towards people who are going to be already predisposed to be like negative towards certain like content. And then there's like people who are going to be more susceptible to it because they identify in a similar way. So is your audience like the people who actually watch your TikTok and follow you guys? Is that, what does that demographic look like?
Gay and girl.
Gays and girls,
that's it.
Yeah, queer people.
I think, so TikTok is separated into straight TikTok and gay TikTok. That's just like what it is. And you'll never be on straight TikTok if you're gay. And TikTok knows if you're gay before you know you're gay. So you'll give it. Literally knows. Like, people have been like, TikTok told me I have ADHD. TikTok told me I'm gay. TikTok told me I'm like gender fluid. Like, it knows before you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of our audience is gay, queer. Women tend like to come to our videos more. We have like 75% women, female, and 25% male, so gays and girls. And then it does go towards like sometimes, like if I do like a video on politics, for example, if I'm talking about like the Democratic Party, I don't know, something, the elections, that can also go to conservative TikTok, because sometimes TikTok will just like want some drama and then it'll go all the way to conservative
it's buzzwords because I've spoken about like things in the past and they'll go to like really specific people and I'm like, this is the wrong place for this information to be,
because TikTok, the algorithm works, so it takes in literally everything about the video to push it to someone. So we did a video, you did a video outside of the LCBO and you were just talking and you didn't say anything. You said the LCBO in like the captions, I don't know, just like one of your ranting videos. And then it went only, to Torontonians.
So true. Ontarians. Wait, and then, okay.
Because it knows that the LCBO is in Ontario. We didn't put it in the caption or anything, just like the words that he said.
Wow.
Went to Toronto.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I had like an interaction with this woman in the LCBO and it was really funny. And her coworker saw it because they were pushing it around Ontario. And like, I don't know, I guess she was like, oh my God, I remember you from today.
Yeah, so they're taking the
two. That is so funny.
You can say one thing, you can say conservative goes to conservative TikTok. You can say straight goes to straight TikTok. Like, you never know.
So it's I'm so bad at I always cut people off. I'm so bad at I just say I did make a TikTok one time about it, like I was making a joke about the president or something, and I looked just because I was kind of curious, and it was like only Americans saw it. And we live in Canada, so I was like, oh, this is very strange. It must have known.
What's interesting
is weird, it's kind of eerie.
Yeah, at the beginning, so TikTok is banned in India now, but at the beginning of like our TikTok journey, my videos of just me by myself.
Oh, this is weird.
We're getting pushed just to India. I'm not even from.
Never talked about India. I'm not even never from said India. India.
But
it's all brown person.
Yeah, goes to India. All of my videos are getting pushed to India. And so we were getting a lot of Indian followers, and it was actually great because I was able to connect with a lot of like queer people in like South Asia.
But you're not Indian.
I'm not Indian. So and then as soon as they like India banned TikTok in like the summer of last year or something, I think. And then never again.
But that's so weird. It's just weird how the algorithm works. Yeah. Like, it sees a brown person, sends it to brown countries. Like, it's like, okay, don't love that.
Are there ways you can use that to your advantage, do you think?
Totally. Like, if we wanted something to go specifically for Canadians, because we do have, like, a UK, a US audience as well. Like, the US is our top one, and then Canada's, like, third.
It's interesting that you say this, because, like, one of the first things, I guess, we started going, like, viral for, had like a series where we would do like we would compare like British and American words. He's from North Carolina, so like a lot of the words that he says I just have never understood. So we did that, and it was just people from the UK and the US,
And they'd be like, oh my God, do you live in the UK or do you live in the US? And we'd be like, we live in Canada.
We live in Canada.
Why is this going to these two places only? And then we figured out how it was like working.
Yeah. So if we wanted like an ad maybe, and we just wanted, it's like an ad for a Canadian company and we wanted to go to Canada, we would like mention Toronto. We would mention Canada. We would mention, we'd like bring all these keywords into like the caption, into the hashtags, whatever, to like make sure it gets pushed there and not somewhere else.
But just, I wonder like, if you notice it too as well. Like if you're, I don't know, scrolling, you'll see like, you're based in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You see like Vancouver based like things. Yeah. I mean, we were seeing a lot of things last week before about the heat wave, but just because like it was insane. But I guess we mainly see like, I don't know, people doing like Toronto restaurant things, Toronto like events, Toronto things specifically for the city. So
yeah. No, yeah, TikTok knows we're also not even actually technically in Vancouver. We're in like Surrey. So TikTok knows.
We get Surrey TikToks.
I'm sure you also see like Toronto neighborhood like ranking them, or like if I don't know Toronto neighborhoods, but if they're like, if this was a song or if this was like a meme or whatever, yeah. And they do that for like the lower mainland as well. It's kind of cringe when you see it. You're like, oh God, it really just,
yeah,
it knows.
The one TikTok I have posted that got even mildly a large amount of views was comparing like Greater Vancouver neighborhoods, and the comment section was all just people fighting over which neighborhood was the best. So
what a great usage of time.
Have you ever been on straight TikTok? Because I have been on it once and I was scared. So
there was a point when TikTok went down, you went on straight TikTok because TikTok went down, and then the For You page is fucked up. And then everyone who was on gay TikTok went on straight TikTok, and I didn't go on TikTok.
The algorithm just like messed up, I guess. And then, yeah, I went on and it was just like, it was just like what you'd expect. It was like white Republican, like aggressive tanning, awful dance moves. And like, it was just like what you'd, yeah, it was just like misogyny after fishing, after like awful dance videos,
sports.
And I'm like, where is the flavor? There's no flavor in this.
Yeah. I don't
remember. Yeah. No, I was terrified when I was on straight TikTok. I don't actually even know what went wrong there, but
sorry. I am curious to see if I can like trick TikTok into thinking I'm someone else. Like,
you
I can. Wonder how
people do it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, people who like are like, you know, the political people, like the liberals who are like always reacting to Republicans, they have another account where they are just on straight TikTok, and they've trained it to be, so they get those videos and then they can take those videos and then go onto their other account and then stitch them. Wow. That's how they always.
Wow. I feel like I'm learning so much about TikTok right now.
Well, we know all the secrets.
Yeah, I mean, because it's about what you watch. It's about how long you watch a video for. Yep. It's about how you engage with this content. So, like, the algorithm, the dreaded algorithm, it picks it all up. So
the thing about, like, the something that I just had, like, a realization about the For You page. Like, I don't know why I realized this before, but it's not, like, all, like, the videos aren't queued up automatically. Like, you don't go down, they're not queued. They, like, it determines what video comes next based on the video that you just watched. So I was watching a lot of Loki stuff because I was like obsessed with like the latest episode, and then as like I watched the whole video of a Loki thing, next video Loki, next video Loki, next video Loki, because it wanted me to see more of it. So it's you can stay on the TikTok, you can stay on it for hours and you never will get the same bit. Like, you'll just keep going. It's crazy.
But you will get the, do you need a snack? Do you need to get up and get some water?
Too long. No, fuck yourself. That comes, I'm like, fuck off, never happened.
Hold up. What I'm wondering, like, obviously your TikTok is huge. You have over 1 million followers. What's next? What do you guys have like planned?
Great question. what is planned?
Lots of things we can't yet discuss.
Oh?
I
love secrets.
You'll find out within the next year. And then
I think generally we've discussed this. We want to like, I've been doing content creation blogging for like 5 years. You've been doing it for three years now. Yeah. And like our main form of income comes from ads, obviously, with like our sponsored posts. We want to kind of move towards more of like a personality-based thing where we're like doing shows or doing like,
we've like hosted a few things
hosting
recently, and it's just been so much fun because
with our TikTok, like, it's our personalities. We don't script anything. We don't, like, I don't know, skits. Mm-hmm. People love that, and that's great, and it's so, there's so much talent and like effort and thought that goes behind that. It's just like not something that we have ever been able to do or would want to do, because mm-hmm. we love being able to showcase our personalities and also our relationship together mm-hmm. online. And so we've been receiving like these hosting gigs that we've been doing. We've got another one coming up in like the next like month, and yeah, it's fun to just be ourselves and like do that as like a job, mm-hmm. hosting and being like a personality. So yeah, that's ideally where
we'll get a Canadian late night show, don't we?
Yeah, like a little show of some kind.
I would watch.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. One viewer. One viewer.
Yes, it's me. It's me. I'm a viewer.
Just like expanding and diversifying, because we all know like Instagram's gonna die soon because it's off its tits, and then and then TikTok, who knows how long TikTok's gonna be around? Like social media platforms always change around. So like doing like books and shows and fun things, just like doing different things that don't involve ads.
Yeah.
Which is like
our manager always says, like, if you like live by one social platform, you die by that social platform. So right. I think for us it's just about like expanding what we want to do with our lives and just like doing lots of things,
mm-hmm.
and then
awesome.
And then yeah, just having fun. I'm just having fun. Yeah.
Have you hopped on the Clubhouse train yet?
I tried to. I don't like it.
We've done that.
I don't either.
I opened it one time.
Yeah, I had a go where I listened to like one or two, and then our agency, she was doing like every week, she was doing like a thing with like creators on the roster, and I did one. I just like. It's fine for some people. I'm just bored by it.
It's like, it's
don't know what it is.
Live,
yeah.
It's like live podcasts, right? But like, there is podcasts for that. You can just like listen to them.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was like hyped for like maybe a month, and
yeah.
I haven't seen anything about it, so I can tell that it's not. There's no longevity, in my opinion. Who knows?
This episode is now a Clubhouse roast.
Also, what's the icon? Like the
oh my god, the icon is
the dude? Logo. Hire a graphic designer.
Yeah, the logo.
Maybe she's the founder or something. Maybe. That's cute.
But also, like, sometimes it switches. Sometimes it switches faces, but it's always just a face, like a real person. Oh.
Black and white too, which is like
Well,
where can people find you two online?
They can find us at Mr.Benfield, Mr.Benfield. My name's not Ben though. My name's Matt. That's my last name.
On Instagram.
It was a long winter.
And you can find me on Instagram at omarahmed.co, because Omar Ahmed was already taken. And then on TikTok at
Matt_and_Omar.
Nice.
Just having Matt and Omar.
Matt and Omar is also taken by a child, so.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Literally. Like 2 years ago when we set up the account, it was taken by a child who has like one video. I'm going to get that name. Don't worry.
Yeah. Just DM like, I'll pay you.
Why is his name Matt and Omar if it's one child?
Idea. I don't know.
It wants to
beat
us, you know?
Yeah, get the name. You gotta get the name.
The fan page is funny. We have like really cute like fan page accounts where they'll do like really like funny like iMovie like spinning photos and like text and like explosions of like us and our videos. Are so cute. Someone sent me like someone sent me a really cute thing for my birthday, and it was like a montage of us. Actually, it was really sweet. There is some talented 12-year-olds out there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for being here. This was so wonderful. This was such a fun chat.
What a delight. Anytime.
We will have all of your links in the description so people can just find you.
Oh, yeah. Have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, yes, you too.
I forget what day it is.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
And now we can go back in.
Okay. Wow, that was awesome.
You're saying that every time.
Do I?
Every time we go back from an interview, you say, wow, that was awesome.
That was a good one. They were nice.
That was a really good chat. I genuinely want to be friends with them.
Absolutely. They were so sweet.
And they're in Canada, so.
Yes.
We should go to Toronto.
I'm down.
Great. Let's go tomorrow.
Take the pod on the road. Take the pod on the road, baby.
Yeah. Let's do a cross Canada podcast tour.
Oh my God. Yeah. Saskatoon.
Find the gays in Saskatoon.
Yes.
All two of them.
One. Now we got Song of the Week.
Song of the Week.
What's your Song of the Week?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay, actually, I do know. It's an oldie, but it's the song I've been listening to just on repeat, nonstop. I'm going through a really big Madonna phase right now. And I will say that when I was younger, I really did sleep on Madonna. Like, I really...
Who didn't?
I really didn't give a shit about her. But now I'm like, holy fuck. Every song Madonna's ever made is so good, except her last album. But the song I've been listening to the most is called Open Your Heart by Madonna.
I don't know that.
You would know it if you heard it.
Open your heart.
Like the chorus.
Give me a heart.
You would know if you heard the chorus.
Okay. Cool. Anyways, my song of the week is Time of Our Lives by Pitbull and Ne-Yo. Give me
two throwbacks.
Is that the first song of the week? Yeah, I think it is.
I'll play it.
No, I was just singing the one with Jennifer Lopez. Picture that with a Kodak. I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago.
But how's the chorus go?
I'm blessed. We late about a week ago. And
that's the chorus.
Because I got best
cut. I don't love that song.
You're kidding, right?
I don't love that song.
That song's awesome. This is a podcast. No one can see you do that.
We're filming.
Yeah, you're going
to
put a
whole... I'll use it for the TikTok. Jeez, just to end on a relevant note, follow us on TikTok.
Yes.
At Two Servings Pod.
We're now on all platforms, including Google Plus. That's right. We got Google Plus back from the dead.
We're only on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Two Servings Pod.
What other social media?
You're saying the social
media. No, don't say it. Don't say
what
it.
What other face? Oh.
that website does not count.
Yeah. We could make a
Facebook fan page? Do you remember that episode of One Girl, Five Gays where the guy was like, you're so vain. And he's like, I'm not vain. He's like, you made a fan page for yourself on Facebook. And he's
People
ask me to make a fan page, so I made a fan page.
Let's do it. You can find us at Two Servings Pod, wherever the fuck. You can find us at twoservingspod.com, twoservingspod@gmail.com. That's it.
Jace is a little sensitive, so don't send him any mean messages, guys.
I'm not sensitive. I'm learning. I'm growing. I'm reflecting, and I'm blossoming.
Blossoming.
Like a virgin.
Leave us that 5-star review in the Google Play Store.
No, in the Apple Place.
And Google Play.
Do they even have reviews?
Google Play probably has a ton of reviews.
Just leave us a 5-star review if you can, babies. Thank you so much. Bye.
See you next week, everyone. From me and my iPad to you and your ears.